This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday the chances of Britain securing a Brexit trade deal with the European Union looked to be fading as a deadline approached on whether to keep talking. Johnson said he had not seen, quote, a big offer, a big change, end quote, in the EU offer on fishing and fair competition rules, making a no-deal outcome, quote, very, very likely, end quote, on which Britain would trade on World Trade Organization terms. And European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were, quote, low expectations, end quote, a post-Brexit trade deal could be struck with Britain. This according to EU sources and coming just 2 days ahead of a crunch decision on talks. The British pound extended losses Friday to drop more than 1% against the dollar after Prime Minister Johnson's comments. Turkey dismissed Friday as biased and unlawful an EU move to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions in response to Ankara's drilling activities in the Mediterranean. Turkey is at loggerheads with EU members Greece and Cyprus over energy resources in the eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has been challenging Athens over maritime territory in the region by repeatedly sending a gas exploration vessel into disputed waters. After the Marathon summit Thursday, the bloc decided to draw up a list of Turkish targets for sanctions. France, Greece, and Cyprus are pushing for action against Turkey, but other EU nations, including Germany, Italy, and Poland, oppose slapping broad sanctions or an embargo on a fellow NATO member. The United States said Friday it believed Eritrean forces had entered Ethiopia's Tigray region amid a major offensive by Addis Ababa and urged their withdrawal. A State Department spokesperson said, "We are aware of credible reports of Eritrean military involvement." This is VOA News. The countdown is underway for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's anticipated final approval of a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, shown to be 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. The FDA is widely expected to authorize emergency use of the vaccine, possibly later Friday or Saturday, after a special panel of the agency voted for its approval Thursday. Britain became the first Western nation to begin mass inoculations of the drug Tuesday, just days after the government's medical regulatory agency approved the drug. The effort to pass another virus relief bill to help the United States' struggling businesses and unemployed workers has hit a new roadblock in Congress, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There were hopes for a compromise measure being crafted by a bipartisan group of senators. They looked at giving Democrats some of what they wanted to help states and cities deal with the pandemic, while shortening the GOP demand for a liability shield. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has shot that compromise down.
While Democrats hold the Paycheck Protection Program hostage over controversial state government bailouts, family businesses are closing.
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer.
There is strong bipartisan support for state and local aid. There is not the same broad bipartisan support for sweeping corporate immunity.
Both the Senate and House leadership say they won't adjourn Congress without passing a virus relief measure. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In COVID vaccine news from around the world, pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca's Russian branch said Friday it would use part of Russia's homemade Sputnik V vaccine with its own in further clinical trials. France's Sanofi and Britain's GSK say their protein-based vaccines will not be ready until the end of 2021 after interim results showed a low immune response in older adults. And development of a promising Australian shot in phase one trials is abandoned after it produced a false positive HIV test in participants. European Union leaders have reached a hard-fought deal to cut the bloc's net greenhouse gas emissions substantially. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A 55% drop compared with 1990 levels has been agreed for the end of the decade. The deal avoids an embarrassing deadlock ahead of a UN climate meeting this weekend. Officials have wanted to toughen the bloc's intermediate target on the way to climate neutrality by mid-century after a group of reluctant coal-reliant countries finally agreed to support the improved goal. EU Council President Charles Michel says Europe is the leader in the fight against climate change with this new deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.